SRN News. I'm John Scott. U.S. inflation cooled in May and a sign prices may be easing.
Inflation across the country eased in May for a second straight month, a hopeful sign that a pickup in prices that occurred early this year may have passed. The government says consumer prices, excluding volatile food and energy costs, the closely watched core index, rose 0.2% from April to May. That was down from 0.3% the previous month and was the smallest increase since October. Overall inflation also slowed last month, with consumer prices unchanged from April to May, in part because of sharp falls in the cost of gas, airfares, and new cars. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Hamas wants what it calls amendments to the U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal.
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues and today with the Prime Minister. Some of the changes are workable, some are not.
The fate of the internationally backed plan for a ceasefire in Gaza hanging in the balance. The U.S. widening its sanctions against Russia as G7 leaders prepare to gather in Italy for a summit where top priorities will be boosting support for Ukraine and grinding down Russia's war machine. That package targeted Chinese companies, which help Russia pursue its war in Ukraine. Federal Reserve officials say inflation has fallen further toward their target level in recent months, but signal they expect to cut their benchmark interest rate just once this year. The Dow is down 88 points, the NASDAQ up 246. This is SRN News. President Biden reaches out to the LGBT community.
A spokesman for his campaign tells NBC News that Mr. Biden and his surrogates plan to appear at more than 200 gay pride events in the month of June. The blitz is aimed at getting homosexuals excited about voting for the president in November as they did in 2020. Polls indicate that Mr. Biden has been losing ground with some of his key constituencies, including women, minorities, and members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has delivered a pre-recorded message to the pro-life Danbury Institute. And that newly formed group is an association of churches and other organizations that wants to eradicate abortion in the U.S. Mr. Trump has been reminding voters of his pro-life credentials, including his nomination of three of the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade. Most pro-lifers are expected to cast their ballot for Mr. Trump in November. This is SRN News. Jerry West, a three-time Hall of Famer whose silhouette inspired the NBA logo, has died at 86.
Nicknamed Mr. Clutch for his late-game exploits as a player, West was a 14-time All-Star with the Lakers and won an NBA championship in 1972. He was general manager of eight NBA championship teams with the Lakers, helping build the Showtime dynasty. He also worked in the front offices of the Memphis Grizzlies, the Golden State Warriors, and the Los Angeles Clippers.
Geffen Coolbaugh. A group of New Jersey police chiefs and Republican lawmakers say parents should be held civilly or criminally responsible for the actions of their children that create disturbances or damage in public places. They spoke at a hearing following the second consecutive year of disturbances at some Jersey Shore boardwalks over Memorial Day weekend, including the stabbing of a teenager. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.